I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, April 9th. Proposals for three separate developments in Quincy have been continued by the Quincy Planning Board. Officials last night continued a proposal for a new child care center, swim school, with apartments on Columbia Street in South Quincy, a proposal for a Taco Bell restaurant in the parking lot of Stop and Shop on Newport Avenue, and a proposal for a boat building and repair shop on Victory Road at Marina Bay until the May 13th meeting. The applicants for all three developments requested more time to be able to respond to neighbor concerns. The board last night did approve a new 5-story, 7-unit apartment complex at 4th South Street in Quincy Points. An open house will be held today at the Housneck Community Center on C Street, part of Community Development Week. The public is invited to stop by from noon to 2 today for the open house in honor of the center's 70th anniversary. And then from 4 to 6 today, a special ceremony will be held to honor the center and Manet Community Health Center, which got its start at the community center. Mayor Thomas Koch is expected to attend, and Beth Ann Strollo from Quincy Community Action Programs will receive a special award for Community Development Week. The Quincy Public Schools Spring Choral Concert is tonight. The show begins at 6 p.m. in the auditorium at North Quincy High School. The program will feature performances by the Quincy and North Quincy High School Junior Choirs, the Quincy and North Quincy High School Concert Choirs, and the Quincy North Quincy Select Choir. Concert is free and all are welcome to attend. A Weymouth man was charged yesterday in connection with a 2024 boat crash that killed a 70-year-old woman and injured her husband. In August of 2024, Weymouth and Hingham emergency teams responded to a crash involving the 38-foot Sea Ray motorboat and a 21-foot Pisces sailboat in Hingham Bay near Grape Island. Patricia Chickalise of East Walpole died on September 7th. Her husband was seriously injured. 64-year-old John Edward Reichardt pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of assault and battery causing serious bodily injury and 1 count of boat homicide by negligent operation. He was released on personal recognizance and will return to court on June 23rd. According to the police report, the powerboat was heading away from Hingham into the main channel at about 17 miles per hour when it hit the sailboat. The crash submerged the sailboat, leaving only the top of its mast and the tip of the bow visible above the waterline. State and the Norfolk County District Attorneys and Environmental Police are all investigating. A proposed bill that would ban social media use for all children under the age of 14 in Massachusetts passed the House yesterday. Lawmakers have said the ban would be among the most restrictive in the nation. It would prohibit social media use for children under 14 in Massachusetts and require social media platforms to obtain parental consent for children between the ages of 14 and 15. At age 16, minors would be able to use social media without parental consent. The state Senate still needs to pass the measure before it can be sent to the governor. The proposal would also ban students from using cell phones in school. The Senate has approved a similar version of that measure. If signed, the law would go into effect October 1st. House Speaker Ron Mariano and House Ways and Means Chair Aaron Michalowicz said in a joint statement that the legislation would take significant steps to protect Bay State children. Governor Healey had proposed a similar ban in her State of the Commonwealth speech earlier this year, but hers would have applied to all children under 18. Authorities in Weymouth are looking for the public's help after 2 dogs were found dead, including one under suspicious circumstances. Police said the first dog, a small white terrier type, was found dead on Easter Sunday along the shoreline of Whitman's Pond near the gazebo on Middle Street. The dog had no identifying tags, collar, or microchip, only a Seresto flea and tick collar. There were no known signs of trauma or suspicious circumstances, but the Weymouth Animal Control Officer would like to locate the owner and give them closure. But the second dog, a medium-sized black and white pit bull mix, was found dead Monday along the shoreline in the Lakeshore Road neighborhood. Circumstances surrounding that dog's death are considered suspicious, however, with police saying the dog was recovered wrapped in a plastic bag. There was no identifying collar, tags, or microchip, and officials are actively seeking information from the public regarding both dogs. A $3.6 billion environmental bond bill advancing through the Massachusetts Senate includes a provision that would ban single-use plastic bags and implement a 10-cent fee for paper bags at stores statewide. Senate President Karen Spilka and Ways and Means Chair Michael Rodriguez argue that the bill supports the environment with reasonable limits on wasteful single-use plastic products. They say Massachusetts residents reportedly use more than 2 billion plastic bags annually. The bill prohibits single-use carry-out plastic bags at retail stores. Customers can bring their own reusable plastic bags. If a shopper wants paper for their groceries, a customer shall be charged not less than 10 cents per recycled paper bag, according to the bill, and half of that fee would go to a state Plastics Environmental Protection Fund. The other 5 cents would be kept by the retailer. A check of business news this morning, and stocks soared yesterday. The Dow shot up 1,325 points. The NASDAQ rose 617. The S&P is up 165. Asian stocks were down. Oil rose again on skepticism over a fragile ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. The dollar's higher, the euro rose, oil now at just over $97 a barrel. And sports, Red Sox shut out the Brewers 5-0, and they travel to St. Louis tomorrow night at 8:15. Celtics are at the Knicks tonight at 7:30. The Bruins will be hosting Tampa Bay Saturday afternoon at 12:30. The National Weather Service forecast today, sunny and a high 57. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 34. Tomorrow, sun and clouds with a high of 70 degrees. Sunny with a high of 60 on Saturday. Sunday, partly sunny, high 60 degrees. For the boater, waves about a foot. Winds south at 5 to 10 knots become southeast 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 knots and a high tide 5:31 p.m. Sunrise 6:12, sets at 7:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, April 9th.